Time to talk some Oregon hoops. He's the head coach of the Duck Women. Huge amount of excitement about this program. Off to a really solid start. A lot of new faces. They get back to work Sunday in town against Vanguard. They just actually announced they're changing the start time to noon. Follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksKG. Always a pleasure to welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach, how you doing?
Coach Steve, Graves? I'm doing great, buddy. You've probably had a busy show today.
Yeah, there's been a few things to talk about. Obviously, kind of an odd weekend week. You know, you spent Thanksgiving with your staff and team in Hawaii. You know, I get when you do what you do for a living, it's part of the deal. But I'm kind of curious, what was that kind of experience like for you, your team, and maybe especially those freshmen who may have never been away from home this time of year?
Yeah, I think most of our players had not ever been to Hawaii, so it was a new experience for them. But, you know, we didn't spend a lot of time on the beach, quite honestly. When you play three games and you're prepping for those games, there's not a lot of time. And you know, as a coach, you don't want them in the sun. You know, that kind of saps their energy. So they had about a day and a half at the start and then about a half a day at the end to really spend some quality time at the beach. But it was a really, really good tournament. We learned a lot. And I think we got better.
A couple general questions. We know how big Oregon football is in this town. Dana Altman said Monday it drives the train. We know about the big move in parting ways with a classy guy like Mark Helfrich. How would you describe the mood around the athletic department today?
Well, I didn't really hang out over at the Cavs. You know, I basically stayed over at Matthew Knight Arena today. But I talked to our team a little bit about it, and, you know, it's a sad day for everybody. I mean, you know, I think as college coaches, we understand going in, you know, we're not blind to what's expected of us. But, you know, however you feel about Coach Mark, the reality is we were all pulling for him. You know, I think as coaches, we pull for each other all the time, and certainly all our student-athletes, you know, they're friends with the football guys, and they're pulling for them as well. So, you know, it's not fun, but I think everybody kind of understands the lay of the land.
Yeah, I was going to say probably the most empathetic people in a case like this would be fellow coaches. You know, you always hear about the camaraderie in the coaching fraternity. Would that be accurate?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, we've all either been there or know somebody very well that's been there. So we understand. And, you know, I can't remember what pro coach it was said, you know, the day you're hired, you're fired. They just haven't filled in the date yet. So, you know, I don't know if that's completely true, but you know, that's one of the old sayings out there.
All right, let's get to your basketball program. Oregon women's basketball began 43 years ago. You just recruited Sabrina Ionescu against San Jose State Sunday. She records the first triple-double in program history. It's her seventh game in college. Coach, the obvious question, did you ask her what took her so long?
Yeah. Well, no, but I'll tell you, it is the first of many that she's going to have. I think we're still trying to dig through the old statistics to find if it indeed was the first. Bev Smith's my neighbor over here, and my guess is she probably got one somewhere along the line. But no, Sabrina is she's a threat to get a triple double on every, you know, in every game, and. You know, on my staff is Nicole Powell, who, you know, played at Stanford, was an All-American there. She holds the Pac-12 record for most triple-doubles at six. I got a feeling that's going to be in jeopardy at some point, maybe even after the first year. So we'll see. You know, Sabrina still hasn't played her best ball yet. She's not shooting it like I know she's capable of doing, but she's doing a little bit of everything, obviously, And she's only going to get better, buddy. That's the best part of this whole thing.
I want to talk about that After the Michigan State game, you know, we mentioned you headed to Hawaii and you faced the number 7 team in the country, Mississippi State, awaiting. You guys are down 9 at the half, but you made it a game in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs hit their foul shots down the way, down the stretch. So, I don't know, was it their speed or the fact you guys struggled to hit from outside? What were some of the issues that led to that loss to MSU?
Really, it came down to one thing, our inability to keep them in front of us. They kept turning the corner. They're super quick, and we just we didn't defend them. And especially in that fourth quarter, we cut it to 2, and I'll tell you, we were right there. I don't think we'd even played that well, but we couldn't stop them when we needed. When they hit a couple of threes, they were kind of daggers. We had it at 3 or 4, and then they hit one. And then, you know, it was closer than the score because we had the foul at the end, and you know that, you know how that business goes.
Right.
But man, I tell you, I really learned a lot about our team, and I'll tell you, Steve, we're not that far off. We're just not that far off.
And after, you know, the next game, you played the home team, Hawaii. Slow start. I mean, they scored 21 points on you in the first quarter, had a lead, but for those who didn't catch it, over the last 3 quarters, you outscored them 68-28. How big was it to, you know, bounce back with that kind of authority after dropping your first game of the year?
Well, it's huge. I think you get a little desensitized after you lose your first game of the year. It's always happened with my teams. And, you know, whatever reason, you just come out not the same. But, boy, we, after that first quarter, really put the clamps down and got our transition game going and played really good basketball, actually, and then the San Jose State game as well. We looked really good in those last two. So it was a good trip all in all. You know, we learned something from the Mississippi State game, hopefully, and then got 2 good wins, and now we got to use that to propel ourselves to some success in December now.
Now, you mentioned the victory against San Jose State, and we mentioned Sabrina's triple-double, but what has become kind of a common theme so far in the non-conference portion of your schedule, with your team, it seems like if they're dressed up, they're playing. That's been kind of an amazing aspect so far, hasn't it been?
No doubt.
Coach, still there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm iPhone 7 shy.
Yeah, you guys, I apologize. I'm going to have to find a good place to get hold of you guys each week.
All right. I got one more for you.
Okay.
It's all been well and good getting your depth chart to work out, and then if needed, you have those younger or newer players who have experience. But as you fine-tune for this, you know, big trip to SEC country and obviously the Pac-12 opener in 4 weeks, how much do you see that changing and maybe a more set rotation taking root?
Well, I thought it would have happened by now, but circumstances have just made it so I've been able to play everybody. You know, the Michigan State game, who would have figured we would have been up that much? And even the Mississippi State game, we got in foul trouble, so I had to use everybody then. But, you know, at some point, it's going to play itself out. My guess is by Christmas we'll have the rotation a little tighter. But the reality is every one of our players brings a little something different. We don't have the same player. And so there's going to be games when we're going to rely on the so-called 15th kid, and they're going to be, that's just, I think, the way it's going to play out most of the year. But we'll see. The cream is starting to rise, and we've got some players that are playing really well with other players, and so those are the rotations we'll stick with.
All right. Coach, good luck with your phone. Good luck with your next game. And we'll look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you.
Take it easy.